all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Oh, I'm just laughing here and thinking about all those commercials on television with the man in one bathtub and the woman in the other one holding hands. It's Cialis time or Viagra time or Lord knows how many other meds out there for optimizing sexual function. Well, here on Her Radio, we're going to talk about, is there a new Viagra for women? Now, today, Michelle is off doing her wonderful Empower Her work, so I'm going solo. This is Dr. Pam Peek on Her Radio, and I have joining me an expert, superb expert, who can help us understand this new Viagra for women. It's Dr. Lauren Stryker, who is an associate clinical professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Northwestern University's Medical School, the Feinberg School of Medicine. And her book is wonderful. Oh my goodness. It's all about love, sex again. A gynecologist finally fixes the issues that are sabotaging your sex life. Dr. Stryker, welcome to Her Radio. Is there a new Viagra for women?
Well, not exactly, but there is hope on the horizon for women who are having sexual issues. And in response to your first question, I know exactly how many drugs are out there to help with men's sexual health. We are now up to 26. The FDA
there are not approved. No. There cannot
26.
Be 26.
There is. And you know how many there are for women? There are zero, which has been incredibly frustrating. The only things we have to help women right now are, of course, medications that are specifically for vaginal dryness, but there is nothing out there for libido or arousal or orgasm. And yeah, we always wonder how those two bathtubs got on the beach anyway, and why are they not paying more attention to women's sexual health? But the drug in question, the so-called female Viagra, is a drug called flibanserin. And it's not exactly Viagra, and the difference is Viagra, of course, is to help the guys who have an uncooperative penis in terms of just giving them function, allowing them to have an erection. What flibanserin does is it doesn't help women in terms of function. It increases libido. It's going to give her sexy thoughts. Now, the way this drug works is it's not a hormone, but instead it works on the brain. We know that those all-important neurotransmitters, dopamine and serotonin, have to be in the right balance in order to have an intact libido. And we want lots of dopamine. I always think dopey with love is a great way to remember it. And what flibanserin does is it actually changes the levels of dopamine and flibanserin. So women start thinking about sex. They start wanting sex. And the clinical trials have been terrific. It has been tested in over 11,000 women. It has been found to work, and it has been found to be very safe. But somewhat inexplicably, the FDA did not give the go-ahead. They did not okay this when it came to them last spring. And there's been an enormous outcry in the sexual health scientific community of people saying, wait a minute, this is not about science. There seems to be a real iniquity here when it comes to women's sexual health.
Well, what was the FDA's main problem with this medication?
What they said two things. One, they said, well, there are side effects. Well, let me tell you about the side effects. The side effects are mainly nausea, vomiting, and headache. Now, let's compare this to penile fracture, heart attack, and the litany that you hear every time there's a Viagra commercial. And keep in mind that I mentioned there are 11,000 women in the trial. There were 3,000 men in the Viagra trial. There were hundreds of men in the last drug that just got approved, which was a nasal testosterone. So there's, you know, this is just not fair. The other thing that the FDA said that they turned it down is that it didn't work well enough. And as you know, Pam, of course, in these clinical trials, they always have what they call an end point, meaning what are they looking for to decide if a drug works? Well, the end point that they used for flibanserin was satisfying sexual experiences. Well, to most women, a satisfying sexual experience is pain-free intercourse and maybe as a bonus an orgasm, but that has nothing to do with libido. They weren't looking at the right thing. And when they went back and looked at the number of sexual thoughts and fantasies and desires that women had, those numbers were very significant, and the women in the study are pretty much saying, hey, I want my flibanserin back. They were very sorry when the study ended. So here we have a drug that we know does what it's supposed to do and isn't harmful, which is, you know, the basic criteria that we want when we say if a drug should be FDA approved, and yet it did not get the FDA okay. It's going back in September, and there's an online petition that women can sign that goes to their to the FDA saying,
How do you find that online petition?
I think it's called Even the Scales. I should have looked that up, but it just got started. This is ground swelling, grassroots movement to
effort.
Get the word out there to make sure that the FDA hears from women loud and clear that this is not fair, that this is important, and that libido is something that needs to be addressed. And you know what it is? It's not just about this drug. From my point of view, this is saying that this isn't about this drug. This is about all the potential drugs in development, because if this drug doesn't get through, well, there are other companies that are looking at drugs that are going to help women in terms of their sexuality, but they're going to say forget it, because people spend millions of dollars to get these drugs to market, and if the FDA is going to say no, well, no one's going to bother anymore. So it's not just about flibanserin. It's about the idea that sexual health in women is important. It needs to be elevated to the same level as in men, and this is something that needs to be, you know, really worked on, developed, and that we need equal attention.
Well, you know, I'm looking at statistics here. 43% of women suffer from some sort of sexual dysfunction. I mean, that's almost half of women, and
that's
probably an underestimate. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's if you look across all age groups. And if you look at women who are over the age of 50, that number goes up to 60, and then, of course, the number goes up as age goes up. But when you talk even about, you know, across all age groups, I think women, and in general, the population thinks that this is just an issue of postmenopause women. And nothing could be further than the truth, because while it's certainly more common in postmenopause women, women of all ages can have problems with painful sex, orgasm, arousal, because so many women do have issues that can get in the way. It might be endometriosis. It might be postpartum. It might be cancer treatments, infertility treatments, diabetes, heart disease. You know, I mean, it's a very long list of things that can get in the way. And these are important issues that need to be addressed.
And I think
and
that
in fact,
it's
that's
also
why I wrote
involves
Love Sex Again. Yeah.
Well, I think the book is fabulous, and what's really important here is that we need to also include the partner, if there's a partner involved, to really be sensitive to all of these issues, especially as they relate to stress. I mean, well, honey, listen, if you want to kill libido, just stress a woman out. Stress a man out. I mean, you can give him all the drugs
more
in the world. You know what I mean? I mean,
so
it's just,
right.
Well, you know, because dopamine, serotonin, nothing happens. I mean, bye-bye. As soon as cortisol, which is stress hormone, shows up, along with, you know, adrenaline surges, it just doesn't work.
That's
and so
right.
I think it's really important for both partners to really be sensitive to one another, maybe spend a lot of time trying to help one another de-stress. Because, look, we don't have the drug right now. We don't have a medication really to help a woman. You said it yourself, zero. And right now we're fighting with the FDA on the one drug that did make it through just on libido alone. So I think it's really, really important for us to look at the whole issue of both people together. We've been talking with Dr. Lauren Stryker, and Lauren is absolutely a phenomenal expert, associate clinical professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Northwestern University's Medical School. And her book is Love Sex Again, A Gynecologist Finally Fixes the Issues That Are Sabotaging Your Sex Life. Dr. Stryker, thank you so much for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and this is Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Everyone, stay well.